Blog Talk Radio.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
Well, good afternoon for another beautiful day here in San Antonio, Texas, and wherever you're at. Let's just give God praise for another day. We thank you, Jesus, for another day. We just don't want to take every day or any day for granted. We want to give him praise and thanksgiving for another day. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So this is your host, Evangelist Von Dumas, and I'm here today and with cheer in my heart. And I've already been out to work and have came back in and had a time for a nap and up and refreshed and just ready to share the word with you. So I invite you to take out some time and call in and share your day with me. We'll be opening up the chat lines, the chat room in just a few minutes. In the meantime, the phone lines are 646-652-4916. And today we're talking about just the loving of giving, just love to generosity. We have a love for generosity. We spoke yesterday on last evening about just having a heart for generosity. And, you know, I just love being generous. If you have a heart for generosity, you will find that you also love being generous. Then that's generous of your time. That's even generous of the things that you say to others. It says, has ever been a time that someone came by and God just, Holy Spirit just told you, you know, give her a compliment or say something. Just say thank you at the end of an email. Things like that, small things like that, is still showing a heart of generosity. So that's what we're speaking on today. We're going to start with our scripture, which is going to be coming from the book of Ephesians. We're staying in the book of Ephesians tonight. And in the book of Ephesians, we're going to be going to chapter 5. We're going to be starting at verse 1 of chapter 5. Amen? Again, that is in the New Testament. It's going to be the book Ephesians and chapter 5. And it reads like this. It says, be imitators of God. Therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself for us as a fragrance offering and sacrifice to God. Verse 3 reads, but among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity, nor of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Verse 4 says, nor should there be obscenities, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a man is an adultery. Let has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ of God. Has any inheritance in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Again, that is in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 1 through 5. He said, we are to be what? Imitators of God. Have you imitated God today? Is there anything about the way that you walk the talk today that has been any kind of imitation of God? You say, well, I really haven't won anyone today. I haven't did anything today. Even in your home, Have you read the Word today? Have you sat down and just taken out some time just to speak with the Lord today? Those are ways that you can imitate God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Those are ways that you can imitate God. Well, we spoke again before we go into our prayer. We invite you to just open up your heart. I remind everyone you can contact us. We love hearing from you here at Blog Talk Radio. You can leave a message here anytime. You can also just send us an email at walkwithmegod, and that is walkwithmegod@aol.com. So either way, and again, I'm never too busy, and I thank you for all of your emails and any requests that you have, and sometimes it's just to have someone to speak with, to talk to. So it's just a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And when you come and you accept your God as your Savior and you open up your heart, it's so important that you just reach out to someone, to stay in contact with someone. Because the enemy does not like the choice that you have made. And I'm not going to tell you that it's going to be all peaches and creams, because you're in a battle. You're in a battle for your life, for your spirit, for your kid. What I am going to promise you, though, is you will have the victory. What I am going to promise you, though, that you will never fight alone. What I am going to promise you, though, that God's word will never return to him void. Will never return to him void. What I will promise you, though, that you can dive into the Word in the midst of all situations, and you can just taste His Word. You can taste His Word and see that the Lord is good. You can taste His Word and see that every word that God says is true. Those are the things that I will promise you when you come to be a child of God, when you come to follow Christ. I will promise you, though, that you can have an answer to every question that you have that will soothe your heart. So you may not get the details of all the whys the different things may happen or are allowed to happen in your life. God will give you comfort in every area of your life. So it's very important that you always reach out to someone that's a little bit stronger than you, a prayer warrior that can be there for you as a new babe of Christ. You can't go around asking someone else maybe that is don't even know the Lord. You can't expect them to give you the answers that you may have. So that's why it's important that we reach out and we pray about where you should be, what leader you should be under. So you can have someone there with you. But I congratulate you all. When you make that choice to make Jesus Christ your Lord and your Savior, He will be a lordship over you, and he will be a savior over you. He's the best friend you can ever have. When I start out that invitation, I really mean that. He's the best friend you will ever have. Hallelujah. We thank God for his love. Thank God for his love. Well, Sister Barbara, God bless you. How are you doing this afternoon?
Doing great.
Awesome. Well, we had our scripture from Ephesians 5, chapter 1 through 5, just reminding us that we need to be imitators of God, you know, that we need to have no hint of any sexual immoralities in our lives or any impurities such as greed in our life. And then he goes on to tell us, because no man, no person has any of that has an inheritance in the kingdom of God. We're just praying to God that he just cleanse us. He said, come to him just as you are. That means you don't have to try to clean yourself up before you come to God. You don't have to try to get through that battle that you're fighting right now before you come to God. You can come just as you are, because there's nothing you can do that would prepare you for the kingdom. Only he can clean you. Only he can save you. Just as you are. And he will get you where you need to be with him. Now when you get there, it's up to you of how far you go with him. your relationship can be just what you want it to be. Because every day that you live, he has something new that he wants to instill in you. He wants to bring you up closer to him. He wants to give you more strength each and every day. And sometimes we fool ourselves and we think that we are Mr. Christian or Mrs. Christian, so we don't have to dwell or we don't have to come into his presence on a daily basis. We don't have to get into his word on a daily basis because we're there. But don't fool yourself. He has so much more for you, so much more that he's willing to give. Your storeroom is so full, but yet so empty. It's room for so much more. Hallelujah, God bless. Just talking about, Jesus knew that his Father was generous. Just like we should know that our Father is generous to us.
Amen.
In fact, if we notice that there's nothing in the Word that tells us that Jesus ever struggled with the idea that he wouldn't have enough financially. And we work our hearts out sometimes and seem like it's never enough paycheck at the end of our month. But we should never be in a struggle thinking it's never going to work. This is, you know, you have to look at it like this. I know my Father is generous, and I know he loves doing favors for me. So then not only do we keep stretching it, but we start to seek out financial advisors. God, lead me to someone to maybe show me a little bit something different I could do as I stretch this out, as I make this work. And he will do it. And before you know it, you'll be giving your testimony of how to help someone else along the way that's in those areas. Just speaking of financially, but that's for all areas of your life. You're looking for your job. You know that job is stressing you out. God doesn't want you to go there stressed out. Go to him before you go to the job. Every morning, every evening, go to him before you go to that job. Hallelujah. Turn that over to him too. He said we can bring all of our requests to him. He's a generous God. And we've got to open up our heart to be generous. As, again, I love being generous. Hallelujah. And we've got to keep continuing to be in his word until we can feel that too. A love for generosity. But Jesus knew without a shadow of a doubt that his father would take care of him, would take care of him every step of the way. I know without a shadow of a doubt that God will take care of me.
Amen.
He also didn't worry about, others recognizing his position. He knew that his father would exalt him and exonerate him. And that's the same with us. That's why he told us that we could do the same things that he could do. He knew without a shadow of a doubt that his father would empower us too. And that's exactly what he's doing. Right there in the midst of your troubles, that's what he's doing for you. He's empowering you. You see, Jesus was generous, and he didn't mind sharing. Jesus chose to take us up to the top with him. That's why Satan hates us so much. That's why he hates us so much. People say, why me? Why am I always going through? That's why so much. He tries to go to the top. But he tried to do it on his own. You hear what I'm saying? Satan tried to go to the top.
Yes.
He tried to do it on his own. But he couldn't. So when he couldn't get to the top on his own, what did he do? He rebelled.
Mm-hmm.
He rebelled. Now God would have exalted him properly for who he was in heaven. But Satan couldn't wait. He had to have it all the glory for himself. He wanted all the glory for himself. But that's not how it works. That's just not how it works. And as for us, after we sided, Adam and Eve sided with Satan and fell from grace, then we weren't worthy to go to the top either. Oh, but Jesus came, and Jesus was so generous. He's so generous to us that he chose. God sent his son, a part of himself. He chose to send his son to bring us back to him, to give us that opportunity to come back. He said, I'm not going to force you to come back into me. But here's the open pathway if you want to. So Jesus chose to die for us. Jesus chose to redeem us. Jesus chose to bring us to the top with him. And Jesus gave us the power to boldly go to the throne of grace. Oh, he made us to sit in heavenly places, brother. All we had to do was humble ourselves. We have to humble ourselves before him by acknowledging.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
For us. We have to humble ourselves before him and ask for forgiveness for our own sins. And then he exalts us. But he doesn't just take us to a better and higher place in this life. But Jesus, look, he does, God does more than that. So Jesus takes us to sit with him in heavenly places. So when this earth, when we leave here, when this life is over, the works that we've done now here are being rewarded there. Not just here, also for eternity. And that's some good news. If you think about that, there is nothing higher than being side by side with the Lord. There's no safer place than being in the will of God. Karen Clark Shears used to have a song. I said, the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. It is the safest place. He said,
amen.
Trials and tribulations still are coming. So we understand that, that as long as we're alive, there is going to be some kind of battle in our lives. So since we understand that, why not be on the winning team? Why not be with a team that's already guaranteed victorious endings?
Yes, yes.
It's Jesus Christ. That's what his word says. His word said we will be victorious. He said we're more than conquerors.
Mm-hmm.
He said even the weapons going to form against us, he said they shall not what? Prosper? He's already given his word. We already spoke about that. His, what he says will always be true. He cannot come back to him void. Sister Barbara told us last night that his answers is always yes. It may not be in the way that you're looking for to be.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lord of God.
Mm-hmm.
He is a generous Lamb.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But he wants to take us to the top. He wants to be there with us. I try to be generous as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
People ask me, you know, why is it? Why do you want to turn the other cheek? Why wouldn't you say something back to that person? Why would you stop and help this mother on the side of the road with her kid?
Mm-hmm.
Now, most people are looking for what they can get.
Mm-hmm.
And not what they can give. But God will change your heart. And he will put some stuff in you that you just get a thrill out of giving instead of getting. When someone gives me something, I'm immediately thinking, how can I get something better?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to. I enjoy giving. I enjoy seeing their hearts receive. That's the answer. The answer is just pretty simple. Generosity is something I believe is at the top of the heart of Christianity. And I'm commended by God to do it, to be generous.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's all about gratitude to God. It's about obedience to his word. And plus, it just blesses me just to do it. I love being generous. But I think it's impossible to be generous if you have nothing to be generous with.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a closed-up heart, cold heart, you don't have anything to offer. You've got to ask God to work on your heart.
That's right.
Which is one of the reasons why I believe in the abundance life of giving. The sowing seed process.
Yes.
And receiving brings in a harvest off of the seed that you've sown.
Mm-hmm.
You sow out a good word to someone, someone else will sow or bring back a good word to you in your time when the midst when you're needing it the most. Someone will say something that just really springs your day because of the seed you've sown. I also believe in the hundredfold return. Not as merely a vague idea, but it's a vital way of becoming blessed in this life. until you find out why what you believe and a hundredfold
mm-hmm.
return.
Right.
Because sowing and reaping based on Jesus' teaching is what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Jesus' teaching about the hundredfold return, sowing and reaping gives me the ability to be more generous than I could have
mm-hmm.
if I only thought about myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's about generosity. I know that it's Jesus who put seed in my hands to sow. I thank him for that. I don't care how much hard work I do. It could blow away, but it is him. We can't get hung up on it's my degree that gets me the seed
that's
in my
right.
hand.
That's right.
You may get your paycheck, but if you're not sowing a seed, you're not using your seed. You just got a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
But it is Jesus who gives me. He puts it in my hand, the seed in order for me to sow. It's Jesus' principle of sowing and reaping that I rely upon to keep my blessings flowing,
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. When I pass along these blessings to others, I find that it always warms people's hearts and it stimulates them to give and show kindness to others too. And they said, but it's not much, but all I could do is go work over here at the soup kitchen, or all I could do is go over to one of the evangelists and hear one of the ladies she always for Thanksgiving. She goes around the city of San Antonio and she hits these buses and she picks up all the homeless and you can all come over and eat a big Thanksgiving dinner. And she always asking for volunteers to come and spend hard days preparing all of this food. And if that's all you can do is go and spend your whole day preparing food to serve others, what a wonderful thing that is. What a wonderful heart of generosity that is.
Yeah.
To be generous to someone else. Hallelujah. To be generous. It's a cycle that I'm proud to be in. Generosity, my people, it breaks down the barriers that for any other reason, I love being a giver. But it just breaks down the barriers, too, keeps any hardness out of your heart. But, again, you can't be a giver if you don't have anything to give.
That's right.
You see, we should always be thinking of others.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said in Mark 16 and 15, he said, go ye into all the world, he said, and preach the gospel to every creature. Again, that's Mark 16 and 15. Sometimes as leaders and preachers, we kind of get stingy of who we want to share the word with.
Mm-hmm.
We say, well, I'm not going over there and talk to them because they're over there doing this. Or I'm not going over there and preach to this group of people. You know, they're a different color than me. They're looking at me strange. I don't think they believe in the same thing. But if God says go, you've got to go. And if you don't
go.
You know, you're going to be just like Jonah. Jonah says, I need you to go into Nineveh. God said, go into Nineveh. Jonah said, no, I'm not going into there. They're over there fighting. They got, you know, all kind of different sexual immoralities going on there, and he wants me to go preach to them? See, what he failed to understand, that he just wanted him to go. But God was going to do the preaching to them. It's God's word. He said, I deliver my word. He just needed Jonah to be that body. He just needed Jonah to open up his mouth. And don't you know that he ended up after he went through all of the things that he did, trying not to get. He still ended up having to go after he went through all of the hell that he went through. So when God has you to speak somewhere, and he tells you to go share the word with somebody, regardless of what you feel about that person. I don't even like that person. I'm not going over there sharing the good news. They're not going to consider this good news. It's not up to you to judge the when and the hows and if you should, but you got to be obedient to God. So, again, you have to have something. If you don't have anything to give, you're not going to be able to be generous with your giving. So if you don't have the word inside of you, you're not going to be able to be generous and share the word with someone else when God tells you to. Hallelujah. That's why he encourages us to go out and make disciples.
Mm-hmm.
Not just believers, but disciples. Because
right.
disciples is going to go out and make more disciples. Just spread the word and spread the word. Jesus wants you. Jesus wants me. He wants to take as many with us to heaven as we can.
That's right.
And while we're here on earth,
that's
he wants
right.
us to have what the word promises. To be blessed in the city and blessed in the fields. Blessed going in and blessed coming out.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to continue to share the word through all cities, all nations. Blessed in the fields. Hallelujah. That means blessed in the hospital room. Blessed going in, blessed going out. Are you getting this? When you're generous, it breaks down barriers so that you can allow the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit that lives within you, the same Holy Spirit that you're praying for that healing right now, the same Holy Spirit that we're praying right now for little 8-year-old Corey who's been diagnosed with leukemia, and they're saying he's going to need at least 3 years of chemo. That same Holy Spirit that we've been generously giving out and praying for others, and now his parents are generously receiving prayer. Why? Because they sowed prayer. Now they're receiving prayer in their time of need. That same generosity. That's what Jesus wants you and I to do. When you're generous, it breaks down those barriers, so it allows that Holy Spirit to reach out to you, to reach out to others. It's how you bring as many to heaven with you as you can. When
that's
you
right.
get to heaven, I want to show up by myself. I want people to be waiting, saying, I'm here because of the word that you gave, that you was obedient and gave. People to come after and say, it's because of something you said. And I can tell them it was because of Jesus Christ. I won't even have to tell them. It will just be revealed to them. All will be known and revealed.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It would all be revealed. So as we close tonight, and we're going to give Sister Barbara a few minutes on here. As we close, I just want to remind you, let your light shine.
Yes.
I want you to be the salt and light. Give. 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 And I know we don't like that word. Give. You said, why should I get up a little bit earlier to go down here and pray with somebody? Because it's a part of giving.
What?
Pass along what's inside of you. And God will use you to reach others.
Yes.
You got to pass along what's inside of you. God will use you for others. We're still not through with this generosity thing. But God bless you. And we thank God for your word. And may we just learn in each and every day as we dive into this. May it become more. And I challenge you right now. Take the word that you've had, that you've listened to, and go spread it to somebody else. Be a disciple of the word, not just a believer of the word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Talk to us, sister.
All righty. All right. Just glad to be here today. Just to sit here and listen on has been a truly blessing. And God just waiting on us to be a yes person, just to say yes. Again, yes, I'll go. Yes, I do. Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm willing. He's always waiting on us to be willing to have the word yes ready.
Amen.
Anytime he calls on us, he's waiting on that yes. To be there for him the way he's there for us.
Amen.
And it's truly been a blessing just to be able to sit in and listen and testify to the truth.
Amen. Because, you know, he's going to
know his word.
He's going to test us. When he asks us, are we willing to go? We say, we're singing the song, yes, Lord, I go. Yes, Lord, send me. And the moment that he sends somebody our way and asks for something, we're like, I'm not going over there. You know? I know I'm not going. That couldn't have been the Holy Spirit. But it's got to be in our heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be a hard thing. We got to be ready to go. We got to be able to move everything else aside and just do what it is he wants us to do.
That's right. That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yep. I tell everyone, don't say anything that you're not prepared to really mean and show an example of. Hallelujah.
Yes. That's right.
Sometimes we entertain ourselves with, you know, by saying things or singing the songs, and we get all the feeling, and that feeling is good at the moment while you're in the midst of that song, and then you walk outside, and before you even get outside, God said, go across and give your sister over there a hug, and you said, I'm not going over there. I'm not going over there. God says, man. Get up off that your what you call your pew in that church and give somebody else a seat right here. This is my pew. I'm not getting up.
Mm-hmm.
See, sisters and brothers, it's small things like that that we got to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
It's small things like that that we got to be able to lay down. And in order for us to be true Christians and true believers and imitators of God, we've got to be able to do the things that God would do.
What's that?
Satan can sneak little small things in us, in on us like that, and it will get us off of the track and have us confused and think that we're going in the right direction.
That's right.
We're running away as fast as we can to hell. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Well, we invite anyone who does not know the Lord just to take out some time. This is the most important thing of anything that you may hear today. Are you willing to accept the free gift of forgiveness, a free gift for eternal life that you can have right now in Jesus Christ? He is the Holy Son of God.
That's right.
He loves you. And he's knocking on the door of your heart right now.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't know him as your personal Lord and Savior, I just want to take this opportunity to introduce you to the greatest friend you ever have. And as you say these words, if you believe them with your heart, you will be born again. He said you will become a new creature in Christ. And it's just saying, Jesus, come into my life. And I want you to forgive me of all of my sins. You must repent that you are a sinner, that you're born into a world of sin. Forgive me of all of my sin, and I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. And I believe that you died on the cross for me. I believe that you are the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to thank you for loving me enough. In the midst of my sins, you still loved me enough to die for me.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving me enough for dying for me. And I accept all that your shed blood bought for me on that cross. I accept it right now in Jesus' name. I accept you as my Savior and my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen, amen.
All of the heavens are cheering for you right now. All of the heavens are cheering for you. So I cheer and say congratulations to you. You are a new creature in Christ. And behold, all things are passed away.
Mm-hmm.
All that heaven is celebrating with you. You have a brand new life with Jesus, and you have a bright future filled with faith, filled with hope, filled with generosity, filled with love. And it's important that you let someone know of your decision to follow Christ. And I would love to hear from you here at Tri-Anointed Ministries. You can leave us a message here on the blog talk. Or, of course, you can always email at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Or, again, if you have any needs for any biblical material, whether you're just now coming to Christ, whether you've been with the Lord and you just need a new Bible, or you want to now become from a believer to a disciple, and you say, evangelist, I want to start giving out Bibles. I want to give out some literature, but I just don't know where to start. I don't have any right now.
Mm-hmm.
And get some information out to you so you can be a disciple and pass it on to others. And remember to make sure that you go out as the God said in his word.
Amen. Amen.
And make believers into disciples yourself. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Christ is thinking about you. And he only wants the best for your life. He only wants the best for your life. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Just want to take out the last few minutes. We have a little bit over 4 minutes left. Just wanted to take out the last few minutes and just reach out and call out some of the names that's on our prayer wall.
Amen.
We're praying for Sister Honor. We're praying for her strength, and we're praying for her health and praying for her son Ryan and his family. We're also praying again for 8-year-old Corey, who on day before yesterday was diagnosed with cancer, and we're just praying in that whole situation. Thank God for the seeds of prayer that they have already sown out, his family and the ones all around him that's connected to the family. So we just thank God, and we just know and believe that God is just going to use those seeds and grow those seeds, and that's where his healing is going to come from.
Yes.
We thank God for him. We call out in prayer for Monique and Michael. Hallelujah. We just pray for them and pray for their hearts to be open up, to be more generous, to receive what it is that God has for them, and then to go out and be disciples and not just believers. And we pray, dear Father, for my mother, Miss Annie Pearl Harwell. We love you, babe. We're going to have to get her in here on the show. We pray for her strength. Pray for her health. We pray for her vision. We pray for all that's around her. And we come thanking you for her, dear Father. As she approaches another birthday, we just thank you for just longevity. We thank you, dear Father, that for her presence. We thank you for the things that she's been allowed to see and still allowed to being allowed to see. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, for that.
Yes.
We thank you, dear Father, for all of her kids. I thank you for my brother, T. T,
amen.
I love you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for T and his family.
Uh-huh.
We thank you, dear Father, for D and her family. God bless
amen.
You, Dee. God bless you, my sister, my friend.
Amen.
We thank God, Sister Barbara. She's much
amen.
Older than me. God bless. God, much older
amen.
Than me.
God bless. God bless.
God bless her. God bless her.
Mm-hmm.
And we love you dearly. We love you. We love you. And we thank dear Father for my brother, Reggie. God
amen.
Bless you, Reggie, and your family. And we love you. We love your heart. We love where God has taken you. God bless
yes.
you. And we pray for my brother, DeConcelin. We love
amen.
You, my brother, DeConcelin. We love you, and we're praying for you. We're praying for total healness throughout
amen.
Your body. God, for your family. We
mm-hmm.
thank God for each and every one of my kids. We thank God for JD, your father,
yes.
and his family. And we thank God for LaMeca and LaMeca's daughter. And we just thank God for their futures, that whatever it is, we know that God has it in our hands, and just all of the things. It's just a wide open prospect of things that are to come and will be coming. So we just thank God now for all the generous things that he's doing for them and through them. And then
yes.
I just thank God for myself. I thank God for just being obedient. I thank God for myself. And
yes.
I just thank God for healing anything and giving me true health.
Yes.
I just thank God for all of those that he's put in my life. And I just thank him for the vision that he's given us. And
that's
those
right.
are my prayer. We have a
amen.
Little bit over 40 seconds left. Barbara, you have anyone you want to call out today?
Well, I just want to call out basically the families. 24 servicemen got killed today in Afghanistan. And some
oh,
of them was the SEALs that killed Bin Laden. Some of those got killed today in a helicopter. I just want to send my prayers out to them. My heart is filled with so much love for that family and those families and all those 24 soldiers today. And not only American soldiers, but soldiers all over the world. Just asking
amen,
everybody
amen.
To keep those soldiers in prayer and asking
amen.
God to bless the Muslims, that they would turn to him. And we can, and there would be just peace in the world. And I ask God to bless Somalia, who's in a famine right now. A lot of